Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Over the past 10 years, what has actually made learning happen? Recently, I gathered all the materials from my 10 years of involvement in self-directed education into a single folder, over 2,300 files, ranging from mentor contracts and insurance receipts to children's learning records and portfolio submissions. The question I set out to answer was exactly that one. My conclusion is this: the value of non-traditional education lies not in whether a child leaves school, but in redesigning the way a child encounters the real world. For it to work, four conditions must be in place simultaneously: authentic tasks, collaborative community, adult intervention, and long-term documentation. If any one of these is missing, education easily collapses into slogans or isolated activities. The clearest illustration I have is the summer of 2018, when I led four middle school students in building an e-commerce website. In the beginning, we held meetings for days on end, yet progress was essentially zero. I initially assumed it was a productivity problem. It turned out to be a cognitive one. They were rushing to build pages before they had worked out who we were, what value we offered, or how a customer would actually complete a purchase. But 1 month later, they produced a website that was genuinely impressive. That experience confirmed something for me: we consistently underestimate children's capacity to learn. The early stalling was not wasted time. It was a necessary part of the process. I also want to be honest about something. This kind of education depends heavily on family commitment and on the quality of the adults involved. Individual successes cannot simply be replicated. The sky is yours, but you have to fly there yourself, and you will run into turbulence along the way.